Okay, page 185, Siman Reish, Peivav, Halacha Chav Zayin. We learned yesterday the only chayav in a mezuzah is the diras keva, and diras arai is potter from a mezuzah. We had discussed the interesting idea of a chanus, a store. A store is a bit complex. Mitzad echad, a store is not where you live, but mitzad sheni, a chanus is a place where really is royal dira. So we had over here all discussion, and you really chayav in a mezuzah when it comes to a store. So I don't really have clarity. Maybe we'll try to find some practical halacha in mezuzah. We'll figure it out. But in the meantime, Chav Zayin, it says, we learned that a sukkah is exempt from a sukkah because a sukkah is a diras arai. So he says it's not so fast. That's only if the sukkah is something which you assemble and disassemble when sukkah is tizol. But if the sukkah is really part of your permanent bias and you put schach for sukkahs, you take off the schach, but it's really a permanent structure, then the sukkah is also chayiv in a mezuzah because the whole year round you go into this room. The only difference is that on sukkahs you put schach, and when it's not sukkahs you take off the schach.
V'da. Then it's open to the year.
So then you go back to Shalom al-Rambam. The Rambam holds that you put it because it's adla avir, but we paskin not like the Rambam that if it's not mekoyra it's still chayiv in a mezuzah. V'da. The hard the sukkah put them in a mezuzah. The zeh b'sukkah shirak b'sukkah siyoshim bo v'loy b'chol hashana. Aval sukkah is shalonu. Ha'isa b'cheder shedonim bo kol hashana. I don't know about what you're referring to. You have a dining room, I guess. And you take off the roof. And you take off the roof.
Use it for storage.
It's a room where you have the entire year round. You live in this room. You make use of this room. And the only difference is the sukkah is noilu mahagag. And on sukkah you remove the roof. U'mesachachin oisa. And you put tzchach. Near the gambis sukkos chayeves, but this is a chiddush. It's a very beautiful chiddush. Even on sukkos, it's chayev in the mezuzah. You'll say, listen, right? Let's say for argument's sake, the mezuzah fell off, the mezuzah got lost, and now it's sukkos. Now it's the first day sukkos, the erev sukkos, and you also so you take off the roof, and now you live and you put out the schach. So are you mechuyev erev sukkos to go buy a mezuzah? I say, of course not. The whole sukkah is a diras arai. If I would go and I would take out my fiberglass sukkah from the garage, or my canvas sukkah, they don't make canvas anymore. The plywood, what do they make? When they're made from plastic, you make a plastic sukkah, and you put up your sukkah, you have it in a mezuzah? Certainly not, because you only assemble for 7 days. So over here as well, I'm only going to live in this room for 7 days, it should be potter. No, since this room is a room in which you live the entire year round, it's a permanent room. It's just that on sukkahs you take off the roof and you put on tzach, and when it's not sukkahs you put the roof back on. It's chayiv in a mezuzah, even on sukkahs. Isn't that amazing?
Not sukkahs, that's mechayiv.
Isn't it amazing?
The whole year that's mechayiv.
Right, the whole year. Because the din of adiras arai is not on the walls, it's on the tzach. So there's a lot of lumnus here. You don't extend the din of diras arai, it's sukkah, tzayim diras keva, and go into a diras arai. So it's by definition a diras arai. It's only for 7 days. I should be exempt from the mitzvah of mezuzah. He's saying no. The diras arai is on the schach, not on the walls. And since these are walls which you're going to use year round, you chayev in the mezuzah even on sukkos. The chayeves b'mezuzah shor al kaponim hi dira kivua l'chol hashana kula kein v'chei nira li hach d'beis. Bais shebesvina zehu kisha also beis arai besvina. This that we learned, that you're exempt from putting a mezuzah on a boat. That's only when the boat is only arai. Aval besvina shalom sheyesh b'chem botim kivuim v'gam besvina sahochas al hanoharo sheyesh b'chol asvina beis kivua. The koron lo, we call it a what's that word over there? I don't know what the word is. Kiyuta chayeves b'mezuzah sharehi dira kavua. So he seems to say they're very clear that you have a yacht where you can live on the yacht the whole year round.
Houseboat,
okay, an RV or something like that. So even though it's for some people it's diras arai, but if for you it's diras keva and you can live the whole year round, you're chayev in a mezuzah. So I guess an airplane can be the same thing. He's saying airplane, which if you I know people don't live on an airplane, but if you were to live. That's where your people don't do that. Right.
More than a houseboat that doesn't move, it's definitely
a definitely. But even if it moving, does move, moving? He's saying it's chayiv in a mezuzah. If that's where you live, you have a houseboat which is anchored, and you can move it around, like an RV. Okay, there are people, there are RV camps all over the country. So
yeah,
they move.
They usually put it on foundations.
No, but there are people that go from place to place. They stay. It's a trailer park. That's true. RV park. That's not a trailer. An RV park where people go and it's not on a foundation. They park it.
They camp out for a couple of nights.
They camp out for a couple of weeks, a couple of months. They don't have.
No one goes for a couple of months.
What?
A couple of months. They settle.
They throw you out.
They
what?
Put on a foundation.
That's a trailer park then.
So it's less than 30 days. So
okay, but basically, if this is where you live.
Put on a mezuzah.
What? No, it's less than 30 days.
If you live in the RV, you got to put on a mezuzah.
Immediately.
You're traveling the whole country all the time.
And if you live in a plane?
Same thing.
And if the boat is moving the whole time?
Same thing. Make a difference. If this is where you live, this is the Erech HaShulchan, if this is where you live, it does not matter that it's mobile. Does not matter.
And the shuttle, the satellite needs a...
Oh, but you're saying the space station.
Right.
Very good. Absolutely. The space station, why not? Why should the space station floating out of space? What? A car doesn't have 36... You don't have in the car 36 square feet. You do not have in the car 36 square feet. If you did have 36, a large car, a limousine, I don't know the dimensions, but if you have 36 square feet in the car, you're in a Hanami, it would be like a trailer. But you don't live there either, you don't live in your car. You don't live in the car, so it has to be, but it's no worse than Kalim, no, so we pass, because the Rambam is always coming back to history, the Rambam holds that you only have in a mezuzah where you live. We pass, you have in a mezuzah if you do not live there. So in a Hanami, you have a very large car, a minivan doesn't have 36 square feet. What?
A school bus.
You don't live in a school... Oh, yes, it's a school
some
bus.
Do.
Yes, it's a very good question. Why talk you have a school bus? If a school bus is 36... Yes, it's a very good question. If a school bus is 36 square feet, which it does, right? It certainly does. So, and we pass in... not like the Rambam, anything which is used for storage is having a mezuzah. So why talk don't you put a mezuzah on a school bus? There's a Tzuris HaPesach.
And the yeshivas own it.
Well, who owns it? That's the question.
A lot of them own. Many, not all. Okay, that some do and some don't. Some do. Some yeshivas, they own a few buses. They don't own them all. They own some of them. Some of them they own.
But the buses they own.
Grus used to give yeshivas buses. Grus used to give mamish, would buy for the yeshiva mamish a whole bus. $100,000. Now it's even more. They give them a whole bus to keep. It saves them money. You don't have to go rent the buses. Hatzalah ambulance is also a 36 car. It's pretty big. May have that dimension. So you ask a great question. Got to write down these questions. Got to ask. I want to ask someone these questions. It's a really good question. Why don't you give a school bus an ambulance or a ambulette? Ambulette. Okay. So why don't you have?
They don't have them. I can't imagine.
A city bus.
That's the question.
What about all the Eged buses in Eretz Yisrael?
Oh, I can't say that.
Okay, New York, they're not going to go around Eretz Yisrael. All the buses. All the Eged buses in Eretz Yisrael. How come they don't put mezuzahs on the buses? Why not? It's 36 square feet. It has a mashkef and a mezuzah. We don't pass it like the Rambam. You have to live there. So it's a cheder. It's a cheder that's also for Tashmish Adam. Just because it moves. Why? I never saw a mezuzah on a bus. Never. I never saw on any bus. So there must be a good answer for this.
But
it's a very good question. We have to look into this. Very. Yes, of course. But it has to have the mashkev and shtei mezuzahs.
Right.
So it has to have certain conditions. If it doesn't have a mashkev, it just rolls up, go out camping.
Well, some people, they camp out. They have these camps.
They have nice tents.
Like
beautiful.
Army,
right. So it all depends. If it's a diras keva, people, they make a simcha, and they put up in the backyard a tent.
But that's less than 30.
Right, that's a temporary structure. But let's say you have it there permanently. Army barracks, the player for sure is chayav in a mezuzah. You live there. What's that?
I mean, it's there the whole time. You have the gazebo in the backyard and you're entertained there, whatever it is.
There's no walls.
But there's no walls, just have the poles.
I don't know. What about these security booths? They're too small. They don't have 36 square feet. These little screen, they have all over the place now. These security booths. The government does a lot of money for security now, so they're not 36 square feet.
Superman used to change the clock in.
That's what they used.
That was a little telephone.
Telephone booths. But now, no. Now he's saying they change in the security booths. Clark Kent changes in the security booths now. Chaf Ches. All right, so we have to look into this. You googling this? You finding him a car? School bus?
Looking about a bus, but they haven't.
Okay, Allah Chafchas. Amninan besukkah. Shtei sukkah shal yoitrim zu lifnim yizu. You have two sukkahs of yoitrim. Nasohim is booths of yoitrim, means of craftsmen, people who make pottery. Zu lifnim yizu mipnimis chayeves mimezuzah v'achitzayin epeturo. Now, what exactly over here? We pay with Rashi. Derech hayoitrim. Yoitzer is a potter. People who make pots. So the derech was, they would have two, they would have a tent within a tent. A cheder lifnei cheder. And in the inside, shtei sukkos, bepnimiyos, in the inner one, dar, he lives. In the inner chamber, the yoitzer, the potter, lives. Umatznia, and he stores his pots. Uvichitzoina, and in the outer chamber is where he has his craftsman tools, where he works. Oisem malachtai. Umoitzi kidei roisav limkar, and that's where he sells. That's the shop. That's where people come to go. So in other words, you have a structure, and in the inside you live, you sleep, and you store your objects. And the outer portion that's open to the street is where you do your work. So there are two doors. Are the two doors chayv and mezuzah? So at Kalashina,
right. Store,
you live inside the room in the back. So part. So what is halacha? The more over there says. So the penimis, the inner chamber where you live, is chayiv in a mezuzah, and the outer chamber where you work is potter from a mezuzah. The Gemara asks the question: Parich v'dehevi chitzayne kebe shar. Why is only the inner one? Why not the outer one? The outer one is like an entranceway, an alleyway. We know that when you have an archway or any door that leads into the cheder where you sleep is an extension of the room where you sleep, and it's also chayiv in a mezuzah. So therefore, let the outer door, which opens up into your shop, be like a beis shar, an entranceway into your bedroom, and you should be chayiv in a mezuzah. Uperish Rashi, the chayiv in mezuzah midrabanan. Rashi, the over here, opens up an interesting, important point, is that this halacha, that you chayiv in a beis shar, like you have a house, you go into your house, if you have, let's say, you have an archway, you have an open porch, and the open porch has an archway, so that leads into your Pesach, that's chayiv midrabanan. That's not chayiv min haTorah. Anything which leads into the Ikur Dira is chayiv midrabanan, umetaris.
Do you have an open porch?
Yes, if you have an open porch where there are walls. I mean, yeah, okay, let's say it's a closed porch.
Just posts.
I mean, a post.
And
a roof. You're generally chayiv, we'll believe that it will come to that, you're generally chayiv in the mezuzah. If there is you have a ceiling, and you have some type of Pesach, an archway which leads into the porch, and from there you go into your house, that archway is usually chayv in mezuzah midrabanan. So therefore, that's the Gemara's question of here: chayv in mezuzah when it comes to the store. Mataris mishum deloy kivia. So the Gemara gives an answer: is because this is not kavua. What does that mean? The Parash Rashi: lo zu veloy zu davar kavua veina pnimis chashuv liyosla beishar, and therefore the pnimis is not chashuv be beishar. So let's read a few more lines and we'll explain. Umavur midvarav, derakulin beis shar petur mishum deloi kiviyah. Avla panimiyas, af agav deganmihi loi kiviyah, mikol mogim sev sev harei dorba, kol ashonev chayeves b'mezuzah. So he says here, very fascinating chiddush, is that if you have a makeshift bias, like in this example, the chanus, there's a store, and inside the store there's a bedroom for the worker to sleep there, even he sleeps there the entire year. This is not your primary residence. You don't like to sleep in your store. You like to go home to a much more private quarters. So this bias, the penimis, there's no question it has the status of a bias, and it's chayv in a mezuzah, but its chashivus is not significant enough to extend to the other Pesach where he does his work to be considered a beis shar. So that one is going to be potter from a mezuzah. But in your primary residence, if there's another entranceway which leads into the residence, then indeed you're going to be chayav in a mezuzah. This is the chiddush of the Gemara, that not every beis shar is chayav in a mezuzah. The only time a beis shar is chayav in a mezuzah is if the beis shar leads into a mokoyim choshuv. A mokoyim that's kavua and a mokoyim that's choshuv. But if your beis shar leads into a dira, which is a dira, which is chayav in a mezuzah, but that dira is not your primary dira, it's not choshuv, then the beis shar is patur legamri from a mezuzah. It's a very big chiddush.
So he's saying
it's Mikir Hadin, we discussed yesterday, Mikir Hadin, well, we're getting complicated because we're following here the Rambam. The Rambam holds that if you don't live there, you're not chayav in a mezuzah.
Right.
So we don't paskin like that. We paskin if you don't live there, you're chayav in a mezuzah, even if it's a storage. So a store is really no worse than a storage facility. And if we paskin, you're chayav in a mezuzah. But at least he's bringing out the lomas. The lomas over here is, let's say in a chnami, a store will be part from a mezuzah because you don't live there. But let's say in the store you have a room where you lie down, you go to sleep, and you live there occasionally. So then that room for sure is chayav a mezuzah. So the question was, by extension, we should chayav you a mezuzah on the store because the store leads into this bedroom. And that he comes as mechadish, a very powerful idea. The only time we mechayav the entranceway, the beis shar, is only when the inner chamber is choshuv. It's your primary dwelling. If it's not your primary dwelling, it's still chayav in a mezuzah, but it's significant is not enough in order to be mechayav you in a mezuzah on the outer entranceway. Now it goes for the mezuzah yesh l'lmoy, the im yesh l'echa tzoka shi binyin arai, umikol mokam im dorba kol yimei hashana, chayaves b'mezuzah, it's chayav in a mezuzah, v'davka dira kavua, avalim eina dorba af sh'oise ba melachta, loy mikri dira dira, it's not called a dira, Shirashi perish oisim lachta bechitzayna. You do him lach bechitzayna. The im called ze potter. It's potter. Ella mebneishuhi arai. It's arai. Av binyan kavua kishoisim b'malacha vaday chay mezuzah doigara mi beis oisim. Okay, so over here he's really elaborating a little bit. And we'll clear what he's saying over here. Another thing is that when it comes to the sukkah, let's say the sukkah is outside, and you don't really use it the whole year round. You really don't use it for anything. If you don't really use it for anything significant, then the truth is it's potter from a mezuzah. The only time you chayav in a mezuzah on the sukkah is if the room that you're using the sukkah for is something which at least the whole year round you actually use it for something significant. But if it's not used for anything significant at all, it's not even a storage facility, it's just like an open area on the back of your porch, and you never really go the whole year round. Indeed, even though it's kavua, but it's not a deer, it's not being used, therefore, you're going to be potter from a mezuzah. Chavtes, the Harambam Sham Kosav Shtei Sukos. Now, the Rambam elaborates upon the same Sugya, Shtei Sukos, Shal Yoichim Zul Lefnim, Mizu on page 186. So, the Rambam Tachitsoinis, Matum and Amzuz Lefi, Sheena Kavua, Adkan Lashonai. The Kosav arrived, Mizel Lashonai, Af Hapnimi Ein Lo Keva, Adkan Lashonai. The Kavanosik, Mirash Rashi. The Rambam explains like Rashi. And that is the reason why the chitzoina is potter is because it cannot be called the beis shar. The only time it's called the beis shar is if the inner chamber is choshev. And being that in this case, the inner chamber is not choshev, it's going to be potter. Aval Rambam nira shemefarish tapnimi is kavua. It is kavua. Sharei lo kosav shein kavua. El shein kavua v'hainu chitzoina v'le apnimis. They were quiet. You don't need this. So we have to really read more to explain the pshat in this Rambam. He just asking general questions. According to the Rambam, you don't need to come on to the story that we said before, that the beis shar leads into a makom that's not choshev, because the Rambam anyway holds that a beis shar is potter from a mezuzah. So according to the Rambam, it's simple why it's part of the mezuzah. You don't need to come out to the lomis because of the beis shar leads into a makom that's not chash. But more yet to see. We'll come down in a moment. Lamed.
It seems that the machlokes between the Dayan Weiss and the Bichacha.
About what? The school bus?
About a moving dira.
Dayan
Weiss said moving dira doesn't need a mezuzah, but the Bichacha said it did.
Does need a mezuzah.
Moving vehicle? A moving dira, a moving home. So
why only a home? What about even a bus?
They don't talk. He doesn't talk
about that. RV.
machlokas between Dayan Weiss and the Bichach.
And the who?
Bichach.
Who's that? He said he was a famous.
He was a big Pesach.
Big Pesach.
He lived not long, very recently. He lived recently.
You're talking about a house or a yacht or a
RV. Yeah,
you're
not
talking about
a van or a truck.
He said someone who lives in a van or a truck,
according to Muchacha, requires a mezuzah on the door. Even if he is constantly drives into new locations.
A plane.
Because the town is part of the roof. It just comes down. It's not like a mashka.
Why? A regular door.
It's not. What it is you have a frame that's part of the frame of the whole thing. It's like a door, and it's open, cut open for a door.
It's good enough.
No door.
So?
Like it's good enough. Also, there's no door in the
airplane. So
the laws of mezuzah are not like the laws of an Erev. An Erev, you have to have two poles and something on top.
You, build a house,
you don't need that for a mezuzah. Mezuzah, as long as it's an entranceway. As long as it's an entranceway. You don't need all these things.
That's the mashko.
There is the mashkov.
Yes. The laws of mezuzah. You're thinking that the laws of mezuzah are like the laws of an Erev. The laws of mezuzah are not like the laws of an Erev. The laws are much, much more relaxed. Let's see. Lamed Aleph. Lamed Achsadra. Achsadra is an open porch. You have walls and you don't have a ceiling. Gimel Kisam. You have three walls. The tikra and there's a roof.
Three walls.
The tikra. Avi sheyesh l'shnei pitzimin bruach revius. Now the fourth wall is open. So basically, it's the house wall, and there's a wall on the left, wall on the right. But going into the street, there's nothing, and there are two poles holding up the roof. Okay, that there is no fourth wall. The fourth wall.
Shnei pitzimin on the fourth side.
On the fourth side, there are two poles. Beams. There are two poles, two beams holding up the roof. The two beams, and so the halacha is avich sheyesh l'shnei betzim beruach beruach revius pitura mibnei shapetzimin the beams lahamid hatikra heinah. So they only meant to hold the roof off. V'loy mishum mezuzah. Even if these two beams are right smack in the middle, and it appears they serve as an entranceway, being that it's not really an entranceway, since the entire fourth wall is missing, there is no fourth wall, and these beams only there serve to keep the roof on up, it is exempt from a mezuzah. Aval. If there is some type of partition along the fourth wall, even though it's very low, it's only 10 tefachim high, it does not reach the ceiling. Or there are sections. In other words, there are parts of the wall. There is a fourth wall. It's just that most of the wall is open because most of the wall are windows. Then chayaves. Then you're going to be chayav mezuzah. Okay, it's very straightforward. What? As what? A circus tent?
Yeah, it's held up by the pole in the middle.
Yeah.
But there's mechitzas
around. Okay, so you chayav in a mezuzah. So you definitely chayav. If it's a makom kavua, it's there permanently, you chayav in a mezuzah. Oladas Rambam, dafka kishayesh delas, according to the Rambam, we know l'shitasai, you must have a door. V'afilu asuya chaloynes mikol makom mikol tzodadera, chayav in a mezuzah, kishayesh ba mezuzah, su mashkif l'haramam gam delas, even if the entire structure is windows. It's just very small pieces of material for walls. But the vast majority, it's open area. As long as you have a door, and you have an open way, you have a mezuzah, and a mashkoif, and according to the Rambam, you have a door, you have a mezuzah. Lamed Aleph, garsinu b'yom mesechtu yom, tayin v'nabai sur, b'sharecha, echad sha'arei abotim, and also the sha'arei chatzeres. Yochal shmimar be'af be'shar. What about a be'shar, an entranceway, achsadra, an open porch, Umer Peset, a balcony. Tamaloymar Bayis. Ma Bayis Miyuchid Lidira. Yotsu Elu Shaina Miyuchan Lidira Ayin Sham. So the Gemara explicitly excludes an Achsadra, Umer Peset, and a Beishar. Uver Menachas Tayin Habach, we have a Stira. And the second that says the opposite, Beishar Achsadra, Umer Peset, Chayam Mezuzah, Ayin Sham, we have a Stira. Fahainu Beachsadra, Parich, Sham, Mashas, Ahadadi. We have a contradiction when it comes to an Achsadra. So, Matare, it's the Kanmar, Beloy Ruach Revius, the Oz, Petu Menachas, Hu Kishyesh Machitz, Beloch Revius, Kamashakas, Besim Hakoidim, Pirit. So the answer is that the Gemara that says your Chayiv is disgusting, we have a fourth wall, and the Gemara that says your Potter is where we're going, you don't have a fourth wall. Achashashon Lehiske Breis Adiyoma, Ela Memra Durav Chista, Diachsadra peturim mizuzo uparch bebrayso metarvis kamasha kosav bebeishar bepersav loy huskra begemar be berum yahadadi, and he's asking a question: how come the Gemara did not pose the contradiction with regard to the beishar and the mir peset? So the Gemara over here, is only asking one contradiction, but really there are two more contradictions. So what happens? So he explains: v'hine Rashi sham usuka v'chein taisus b'menachas uviyom sham kasu demiraisa. Patri kedashinon mikra v'yachifum rabban ayin sham. So that's how we enter the stira. Very novel interpretation that in a chanami, the Gemara that says you're chayiv means you're chayiv midrabanon. The Gemara that says you're potter min atayrah. That's what it means. Very chiddush. You really have such an answer in the Gemara. You have such an answer in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't ask the question even. The Gemara only asks the kasha between the achsadra. We have two types of achsadra. One is open, one is closed. But what about the Beishar and the Mirpeset? That's simple. One is the Raisa, one is the Rabbanan. Interesting. The Haran, the Sukkah, Sham, Hiskim, Lezehi agrees to this answer. Because they're open, mid the Rabbanan, you're chayiv in the mezuzah, in the Mirpeset, and in the Beishar, because they lead into an area that is chayiv in the mezuzah in the Torah. The Rif Hilchos Mezuzah Tirutz of Zelashone, the E. Koshalach Bahasam Kishabotin Psuchim Lusoychoi, Adkan Lashone, Betsarch Loimar, the Chavanose Kain Gam, the Imma Be Shar Hur Bechotzer, Kirish Rashi, the Yoma Sham, the Zelashone, Be Shar Base Cotton Shoysim Lifne Shar Hechotzer, Adkan Lashone, Potter Mezuzah, the Imma Be Shar Hur Bechotzer, Bayis. Upasuch lebayis chayev gam biapesach hashin shel tzad chutz mimokum shenichnasim lo mibayis. Another answer, another solution to the contradiction. There's a beishar that opens to a courtyard, and there's a beishar that opens to a bayis. When the beishar opens to a courtyard, you're potter, because a courtyard is not your primary dira. But when the beishar opens to the bayis, then the beishar is chayev. That's how the Ran answers the contradiction.
Rambam says on a boat you do not make. You do not make, and in a car and a caravan they bring the
Rambam also says you don't
Yerushalmi, and there's a the grah they bring that you don't make in mezuzah.
You don't put him as why not? First of all, we don't pass like the Rambam in all these halachas. The Rambam holds you only put a mezuzah in a place where you sleep, where you live.
Even if you sleep on it, but you know it's not kavua.
It's not kavua. Why is it not? But Bizman HaZed is kavua. The Rambam, maybe in ancient times it was not kavua.
$40,000 to go on a cruise around the world.
That's right. So Bizman HaZed, people have houseboats. Bizman HaZed, people have RVs. And that's where they live. They live 24/7 in their RV, and they move around from place to place. They go to
the reason they live in it is because they don't want it to be counted as a house, the taxes.
Okay, whatever. Whatever the reasons.
They have to live off 72nd Street is because they don't want to pay.
The laws of taxes and mezuzahs are not exactly coincident.
Whatever their reasons are, today there is a reality. There are people, I don't know the numbers, but there are people today who live on houseboats that are movable. They're anchored for a period of time of the year, and then other times they...
If a homeless guy takes a corner and puts himself
let me ask you a better question. If a restaurant puts a machitza on the street in front of their door, they put up those plastic... Every restaurant that I've ever seen, I don't understand what it's all about... They
even
put
outside,
up,
outside.
Not even outside. They put up this beishar on the street, leading into the restaurant.
That's right, so not to lose
control
the
temperature. So
temperature. When you open up the door, so the wind shouldn't over here. Everywhere, wherever you go, Leo, it's not a problem. Is that legal? First of all, is that legal?
Yes.
So in some places,
you need a permit.
Oh, you need a permit. In some places, it's legal where there's a lot of room on the street, and there are some places where they manage to take up the whole sidewalk. Go to Manhattan, they manage to, some of these places, they take up...
The limit, they have to up to 8 feet or something?
Whatever it is. So you say you need a permit. Awesome, they have a permit. Does that need a mezuzah? It's a beishar. That's a beishar. You don't need there to be 20, 36 square feet because it's leading into the makam, into the rishus. L'chayra, if it's legal, you need it. If it's illegal...
You're using an illegal mezuzah.
then you don't need it. If you put up those mechitzas, I can't imagine. They all do legally, they go per permits. I guess so. Today you can get away with it.
I mean, when they first put it up, I think they got a summons.
Oh.
But they had applied, but they hadn't gotten the permit yet. So they put it up. And eventually
they got that, and there's permit. Yeah, they keep it for good?
Right over here. Piscata. Right around the
corner. Okay.
Is good the food there?
Expensive.
I didn't ask you. Good.
Yeah,
they have to pay for the mezuzahs.
Is this? we're gonna have reviews now. The restaurant.
Yeah. Restaurant.
You should go to the restaurant to visit and check out the mezuzah. It's not.
We're on a rabbinical quest here. So right.
Rabbinical visit. We're here to check out the kashrus. Once we're here, you'll give us some food for free.
Like the best in the pizza restaurant.
Huh? What restaurant?
Famous
pizza place. That's
right, Kingston,
maybe? Yeah. When the OU gives kashas at a restaurant, do they get kashas, they check the mezuzahs too?
Her not.
They have more. The kashas requires them to do more than just kosher ingredients. There are certain things. That's why this basil.
Yeah.
Lost his hefshir recently.
Because they got the Arab worker?
Because I don't know, the landlord started to do something on Shabbos. So
yeah, they said he didn't do it.
There's an argument, right. There's a fight about that, but they lost the hefshir because of that.
That's an old question. What is the scope of kashrus? It's only the food? Or is it the mezuzahs? The mixed dancing? The environment? The paintings? I don't like this painting. This painting doesn't have a Yiddish atam. How can you give a hechsher on a painting of a woman? There's a woman, she's in the painting, it's not just sneers in the painting. So some people, they go crazy over these things.
That's why you can't have Heinz ketchup in most of the...
What?
In the kashrus.
Where are we going? Why is that?
On the label...
They want the Bishul Yisrael.
Bishul Yisrael? Okay, let's go further. Gam bi Pesach Hashem Tzad Chus Hachum Chum Shnuk Mubal Brumas. B'chein Zat Tiris Bela Mor. Gam Sham the Besuach Lebay Yischai and Besuach Lechotzer Lachsad Shem Pesach Potter. Ayin Sham. Case we have another answer that if the Beis Shar is open directly to your primary dwelling, you're chayv in a mezuzah. But if the Beis Shar is open to a secondary reshus, you're potter from a mezuzah. V'haran Kosav. Bekavonas Harif, the Pesuch Lechotzer and Gamkin Chayif, he disagrees. V'chod the Potter who be Pesuch Legino Dafka. It's not so. A Chotzer is Chayiv in a mezuzah, in a Torah. U'chasavtom al mezuzah space secha u'vishorecha. Vishorecha is like an open courtyard. So therefore, why should a Beis Shar open to a courtyard be any different than being open to the bias? If it's open to the bias, Chayiv in a mezuzah, open to the courtyard, Chayiv in a mezuzah. So therefore, the Ram learns, when it says in the Gemara that a Beis Shar is exempt, it means open to a garden. A garden is certainly not in a reshut chayv in a mezuzah l'chol adeus. So in a Beis Shar, you have a shomer who's sitting there and is there as a Beis Shar, an entranceway to a garden. If the primary reshut is potter from a mezuzah, so certainly the Beis Shar is potter from a mezuzah, even though a person stands guard over there. Next. Dafid, the Labai is based here, who b'chein kosav Ramban b'mulchamos ayin shan. V'am Mordechai kosav. BMS, Bekabonis Harif, Kamashakos, Ayin Shom, period. Okay, next halach, halach lamed gimel. Vechein mispora bidivri harambam, Shakosa beishar, ach sadra umir peset. These three different rishios, vagino, vehadir, a garden. Hadir means a corral. Peturin min hamezuzah, mibnesha enam, asum dira. The Rambam is lishitosoi. The Rambam requires the dira must be fit for living. If it's not fit for living, it's automatically exempt. V'im ha'yu batim, v'im ha'yu batim, ha'chaya v'mezuz p'suchim l'mukaymos elu. Let's say in these rishuyos, there are also rooms, chambers where people live. Then, of course, chaya v'mezuzah ad kan l'shaynoi. Harei, she'chaya v'batim p'suchim l'soychoi v'loi b'dover acher. So he says the only one that is chayiv is the batim, that only the batim that open up into these rishuyos is chayiv, but nothing else. The beishar and these other open areas, even though it ultimately leads into the bayis, they're potter. The yadua sheharambam holech b'shidus harif v'oid sheharambam sim shom v'zalushonu l'fichu d'ifur echad shari chatzeros v'echad shari mivos v'echad shari medinois v'ayoros hakol chayom b'mezuzos v'abotim chayom b'mezuzos p'suchim l'sochon v'afilu asor abotim zel b'such l'zeh. A railroad apartment. V'ze pesuach v'ze hoyl since v'apnimi chayim v'mezuzah kulam chayim v'mebnei ze amru shara pesuach megina l'chotzer chayim v'mezuzah ad kan l'shoyim. Okay, so the Rambam was explaining now in a moment, but basically what the Rambam was saying is that if you have a primary dwelling, a bias, and opening up into the primary dwelling is a shar, is a gate, it's chayim v'mezuzah. Even if you have 10 gates, you have 10 different entranceways, all leading directly into a bayis, every single one of those gates is chayiv in mezuzah. Every single gate in the city that opens up into the primary dwelling place is chayiv in mezuzah. And he explains here in more detail. Halacha dan dalid, beir devarav, tohoylech l'shitasay, bebeis ha-teven, tekol she'ene l'diras adam, ene chayiv in mezuzah, v'chiv shol shari ha-chatzeros, mevos, v'ayaros, ene mibnei chiv atzman. The reason why the gates leading into your home are chayiv is not because the gate is chayiv, because these gates ultimately lead at the end of the path to a bias. And since ultimately it leads to a bias, everything is considered to be an extension of that bias, and the organ mechayv and mezuzah. Kolaymar mebnei shaharoitzel likonis lebayis. Anyone who wants to walk into the home, muchrach, is forced, la'avor derech aleihem, to go into these chambers. Ulechein, therefore, beishar, achsadja, umir peset, vagina, vahadir, im ein hechach shatova, shed abo, el abayis, yavar derech aleihem. If you want to go to the bayis, you do not need to pass through these areas. Kigoin shabayis, shar, oime, lifnei achotzer. There is a separate entrance to the bayis. Uvyacholis, lovo, el habayis, shlo derech abayis, shar. You go to the bayis without going to the beishar. Kigoin shayesh, bechotze, kinitza, acheris, oise, beishar, potter. So in that instance, the Beishar only serves the garden, it only serves the Mir Peset, it only serves other areas that's going to be exempt. But if the Beishar, if these areas, they serve the Bayis, then all of the gates are Chayav and Mezuzah.
The gate and the house is half a mile down?
Yeah, there are city gates. Think about that city. You have a city that's surrounded by a wall. Go into Seagate. Go to Seagate. So Seagate, you come in there, there's a mamash wall when you come into Seagate. Okay, the other parts are surrounded by water. Okay, but to get in, it's mamish a gate. Avenue K what? Avenue K and Ocean.
It just doesn't have on top. On the two sides, you have...
Used to be. Those funny things, Avenue J also. On Avenue J and Avenue K, what?
Yeah,
they're still there. It used to be that it was a gated, Flatbush was a gated community. And those are the remnants, they closed the streets. You cannot get into certain parts, streets, unless you had to walk through that those big massive brick things on Avenue J and Avenue K. That was part of a structure that prevented you from going into that street unless you lived there. And that was abolished, who knows, 50, 60 years ago, and they never got around to taking down those...
You're not allowed to take it down.
Why not?
They even rebuilt on Avenue I, but it's broken. Was broken.
Yeah. They rebuilt it and now you are? Why did they rebuild it?
Because
I read it in the historical. Like, you know, a 19th Street between J and I, and towards Avenue I, there's a house that looks like it was split down the middle. There's a house, and there's one house that's like half the size of all the other houses.
Which one?
19th Street.
It's about
10
feet wide.
19th Street between J and I, towards Avenue I, right before the end of the block, there's a house that just sticks out like a sore thumb. It's half the size. It's less than half the size. It looks like someone sliced it. Why did they build a house like that? So someone told me that this block, or a lot of it, it was a gated community. You couldn't just come. It was an exclusive area. You don't live in my house? Benjamin Moore. Benjamin Moore was the original owner of where I live.
Your house is full of paint.
It is. It's all lead, asbestos, and lead, and all these other problems. I found a postcard in the. I found the postcard in the attic. It slipped in the molding, and somehow I don't know why. Somehow the molding came out, and in the molding was a postcard. It was dated like 1908 or something like that. It was a postcard, either to Benjamin Moore, from Benjamin Moore, or something. Like they actually we know they lived. He lived with his relatives.
Put it on Sotheby's, see if it's worth it.
He must have come to the house some more than time. It was an exclusive neighborhood. This is a very exclusive neighborhood for celebrities and very wealthy people. And that house was for the caretaker. There was a 24/7 caretaker who took care of all the houses on the block. on East 19th Street. When you believe it, all the blocks, the most exclusive block.
Country club.
Country club. So that's where the caretaker lived. He lived there, he stored all of his kelim, and he went around the block making sure everyone had what they needed. And on this block that was sealed, you could not just come onto the block unless you lived on the block.
Avenue J was not paved until only 15th Street.
It wasn't paved until, you have to be very interested in history. Okay, let's go for it. So therefore, all these things are Beis Shear. Every gate, you have a city that's gated, and you go have to go or travel a half a mile to get to the house. Yeah, you have it in the mezuzah, because that's what it says, is that this gate of the city.
It's not a city, it's a private house, but it's just a bigger state.
Even a city is chayav in a mezuzah. Okay, let's go first. Finish up. So sheyesh b'chad ser la medalit. Let's see. We're over here.
See the Great Wall of China. Does it have a
let's try to finish up the page.
V'chein
achsar. Let's run through these very. Let's start again. La medalit. Let's go through very quickly. Let's finish up this page. Lamedalit. We're going to run through very quickly. Beer dvar. The holich l'shitas be'beis teben the kol she'ina l'dir adam in a chayv mezuzah. The Rambam holds if you it's not right l'dir your potter. The achiv swadni chayv. The achiv shall shar chatzeros m'muvos v'ayaros ina b'mneichiv atzman elam b'neishum shabotim b'suchas l'sofan. The reason why the Rambam says that all of these gates are chayv is because these gates open up eventually into a bias. Kilaymar b'mneisha reitzel likonis l'bayis muchrach. La'avor derech aleihem have to pass through these gates. Ulechein, therefore, now we run this very quickly. Therefore, any gate that does not directly take you to a bayis, ulechein beishar achsadru beperset v'agina v'hadir im ein hechrach shehaba el habayis yavor derech aleihem. If you want to go to your home, you do not need to pass through this gate. You can go to your home through another entrance way. Kigoyin shabayis shabeishar oimed lufnei achlatzer. The Beis Shear is a four courtyard. You can go to your bayis without going through this entrance way. Shelai derech haBeis Shear. Kigoyin sheyesh bechotzer kinitza yavan acher. You have another entrance way. Oisa Beis Shear. In that instance, the Beis Shear is primarily serving the garden or serving an area that is potter from the mezuzah, lufi the Rambam, and therefore potter. V'chein rach sadra v'emer peset v'hagina v'adir in mehechach chlovei l'bayis derech alein. If you have the only way you can go into your home is going through this entrance way, chayev es v'mezuzah v'im la p'tur l'chein if a shah pasuch m'megina l'chotzer a gate that takes from a garden to a courtyard kolama v'ein derech acheris l'vei l'bayis b'ladon. There is no other way to come into your home other than going through this gate, chayev v'mezuzah v'nir sheyei sheyei ha'hi hefrish ma'idachsiv v'chusavtom al mezuzos be'secha. Uvisharecha hakavana hashadim shederech sham nichnasim lebayis. When it says in the pasuk, you will write a mezuzah al mezuzos beisecha, and uvisharecha means the gates that lead into your bayis.
So I have another question.
Let's finish up. V'nira shekain tavas gam bekavana sarifish lachin tola bebatim apsuchim lesecha mishum demekor achiv hu rak al habatim. That's the bottom line. A bias is chayiv, and any gate that exclusively leads to the bias is also chayiv min haTorah in a mezuzah. Next, Aval Roya Basel. Let's finish up. One paragraph. Aval Roya Basel Lochach Merchazet. Most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. Ella the chayiv hashadim who chayiv bifnei atzmai. A gate is separate. The Rambam is learning the gate is not a chiv bifnei atzmai. A gate, when it says in the pasuk uvishorecha, that is not a chiv bifnei atzmai. That's only an extension of the bias. Everyone disagrees with the Rambam, and they learn a gate is chayv bifnei atzmai. V'rak beishar bepesach ein loy diu v'loy shum tashmish chayav midrabanan. The elu mechayvim bepsuchim lebayis luchotzer. Every entranceway automatically, every gate by itself is chayv, unless it's an entranceway to a mokon that's not, that there's no tashmish, there's no use, like a garden. Well, he explains more. Let's finish up. According to those who disagree with the Rambam, there's more of a reason to be machmir. Because if you learn that a gate is chayv in a mezuzah in its own merit, It has nothing to do with being a bias that automatically brings the standard up a few notches. If the only reason why you chayv is the one who have a real bias, so we have to determine now, is this Pesach, this entranceway, is it an entranceway to a bias? But an entranceway itself, a gate itself, is potter, unless you can view it as an extension. But if you learn, not like the Rambam, that every gate in and of itself, may ikar hadin is chayiv, so you're starting off in a state where you're chayiv. Now you want to be potter because the gate is a gate to a garden, it's a gate to a place where no one is living. So you're starting in the opposite direction. That's why you're going to have to be more machmir to require mezuzahs in many more situations. Ula harambam gam delas, going to Rambam always in the door as well. The kein muach m'shas v'afta atur yashochnoch loichir hezkiu rak beishar who adin luchulan, it applies to everything as well. V'chein hezkiu kol mefarshah atur mefarshah shochnoch v'zesh loich hezkiu rak beishar mishum zeo haschos v'abraisa v'akushios v'astiros hey mi beishar yosem mishum demistam v'gumar besuka pshitlei de beishar chayv mezuza v'stula l'rashi v'taisis v'rabon chayv kol pesach. Every single pesach is chayv af shalgina. Even a garden, avol biachsadra nishra adin kimashikasa b'simin la'amenu b'mnei shekein amru b'minochos sham l'chalim biachsadra chayevis l'abtura. There's no wall. Achsadra is a fundamental flaw. There is no entranceway. V'lechilku k'moyim b'shar u'l'person. So the bottom line over here is he's telling us a very very powerful insight. Is that the Rambam says there's no such. The only thing that's chayv in a mezuzah. So he leads to walk away with this insight. According to the Rambam, there's only one thing that's chayv in a mezuzah, and that is a bias, period. You got to live there. That's it. Nothing more than a bias. Oh, what about all the gates to the city, and the gates to the courtyard, and the gate to your lobby, and the gate to the elevator, and all these other gates? They're only chayv because they're an extension of your bias. So basically, what's happening is you're starting off. Where are you starting off, according to the Rambam? I'm potter. Here's my bias. My bias is chayiv. The starting point is everything else is potter. Oh, you want to be machmir? You're right. If this entranceway happens to lead into the bias, okay, there are grounds to be machmir. But otherwise, if it's not leading into the bias, the default is you're potter because you're only chayiv in a bias. Everyone who disagrees with the Rambam starts with just the opposite. The bias is chayiv. This gate is chayiv. This gate is chayiv. Everything is chayiv. Oh, you want to say you're potter? What do you want to say you're potter? It's a diras arai. There's no tashmish. There's no ceiling. There's no door. Okay, we'll work with you. But you got to come up with a very good reason to show me why you're potter. Because just because this is not a bias doesn't mean you're potter. Is this a gate? You have two mezuzahs and a mashchayv? Yechayv. Yechayv. What are you talking about? Yechayv. Oh, you're telling me now, but this thing only opens up into a garden. Okay, that might indeed be valid reason to say you're potter. Because there's no tashmish whatsoever over there. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. But your starting point is a starting point where a gate is a chayv independent of it being a bias. So the threshold to exempt yourself is much, much, much different, much stronger, much, much different than the way when you learn like the Rambam. Yeah.
Last time my brother-in-law was here visiting, he was bothered by the fact that he saw a number of homes with front porches and
do not have mezuzah.
Without a mezuzah.
That's correct. Absolutely correct. Absolutely. Every a lot you go down the block, almost all the every you're all using the mezuzah. And why don't people put it in the mezuzah? They just don't know. They don't know.
According to the Rambam.
Yeah.
You have a merchatz.
Yeah.
It's a gate that goes around the merchatz. The merchatz is potter.
The merchatz, according to the Rambam, the Rambam holds the potter. Of course,
the
you potter.
Gate is also potter.
Of course, if the merchatz is potter, the gate is potter. Of course.
But the merchatz is a house that would be chiyuv if not that they put a merchatz.
But it doesn't matter. According to the Rambam, your merchatz is potter.
So if you have a horse stable,
Yeah.
And inside there, you know.
You putter. According to the Rambam, you putter in almost every single case, because the Rambam holds only a base dira. And the Rambam holds there's no chiv.
According to the other sheikhs, you leave.
The archive. And according, there's another point you said. According to the Rambam, stam a gate. Let's say your example, you have a merchatz. And before you come into the merchatz, there's a lobby, there's a gate, there's an elevator, it's clean, it's nice, you can take off your clothing, you check your things in. So according, and a lot of different gates. According to the Rambam, what, it's a gate? Who cares? The gate is potter. The only chayav lives is in the bayis. Everything is an extension. But according to everyone else, the merchatz is potter, but everything else is chayav. Because every gate has chayav in its own right.
So what do we do with a mikveh?
A mikvah?
You have a mikvah nashrit. All these entrances.
Halacha l'maisa, we pass when the mikvah itself is part of all of the gates leading to the mikvah are chayiv.
All the rooms that are not the mikvah itself.
We pass in our chayiv,
well,
yeah.
No one says that you need a bracha.
A bracha? Not so simple, no. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say no one says.
Because even according to
says.
If you need a mezuzah on a, let's say, a yad.
Mr. Axelrod told me. Mr. Axelrod told me that in Satmar, the Cheder in Satmar, they make brachas on the mezuzos in the school. He says they make brachas. He says, knows for a fact they make brachas. Or I grew up, they never made a bracha. And a yeshiva to make a bracha on a mezuzah,
the
classroom,
people,
on a classroom.
Breaking,
in the yeshiva, so they never make a bracha. He says, but in Sabbath they do make a bracha, which is very logical. They're different opinions. It's a base. It's a bias that's also the tashmish adam. So l'chori, you should make a mezuzah bracha. So why don't we make a bracha? I've gone to. I remember.
Don't sleep
No, it's not enough to sleep. It's a tashmish adam. Why, Taco, don't we make a bracha on a groundbreaking ceremony on a yeshiva? Why not? It's not kodesh. It's not a beis hakneses. It's not a beis hamedrash. It's a yeshiva.
They open the,
and the truth is, there's no such.
On Borough Park, they come and they make a whole bracha on the.
On the mezuzah, they make a bracha?
Yes.
Okay, could be. In a chanami. There's no such thing today on the beis hakneses. So every time they have a Chanukah Sabayis and a new shul, l'chayr they should make a bracha. Why not? It's not a beis hakneses. It's a beis hamedrash. And we learn the beis hamedrash is chayiv in a mezuzah, nikar hadin, according to us, not like the Rambam. So how come the minhag is not to make a bracha? You don't see it being done. I'm sorry, I don't recall many of the brachas being made on Chanukah Sabayis on the beis hamedrash. They don't. But he says that in Satmar, in the Yeshiva Katana, where they have classrooms, they do make a bracha. So obviously, this is a machlokes apoiskim. Do you make a bracha on a cheder that's also the tashmish adam, that's not meant for dira? This is machlokes. We did learn about this. There are different opinions. Some do, some do not. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll take a short break, yeah?
I had the impression Rambam looks at the room.
Right.
Says, and if the room is
chayv in a mezuzah.
Where he put the mezuzah? On the door.
Right.
The other opinion is this. Let's see, there is a door.
Right.
You put a mezuzah, and only if then they look at the room after.
After, exactly.
First,
exactly. Exactly. The Rambam is first looking at the room. If the room is the room, then we'll look at the door.
Yes.
According to that, we're asking, we've asked the door.
Yes.
If it's a good door, we put a mezuzah. Then, if we want to take off the mezuzah, we look at the room.
Yes.
Exactly. It's exactly what comes out.
They have outside the oil.
Yeah.
They have that big tank that they made into a permanent.
So you make a mezuzah.
Mezuzah's the
only one? Yeah, why not? It's permanent. If it's permanent, it's a permanent makam with a permit, then it's legal. For sure. We don't pass like the Rambam. We don't have to see here. For sure. Oh, no, they're not. It's not true. Not a halacha. They many didn't pass like the Rambam. When it comes to the Shiach, he passed like the Rambam. If the Rebbe was Mekhaim, all the conditions, then...
Washington Cemetery has the building of your offices.
Yeah, why not? No, I don't think so. There's the cemetery, and then the offices. The offices is not the cemetery. It's an administrative building. So
the gates should also need a visa.
Yeah, they should, that's right. The gate leading into the cemetery itself. It's being that in that gate there is also an office building.
Right.
So Lukhari,
every cemetery has an office building.
No, you go to where you took me, so only on one side.
Right.
Only the office is only on one side.
Yeah,
on the other side
there's a little
office there also.
They have something,
okay, in a chanami, but they don't have. I'm sure they don't have anything.
Checked.
So why not? Why don't they have?
I don't know.
Like
the Rambam.
the other Rambam, maybe? But we don't pass like the Rambam.
Not only that.
For some reason, we're very makel when it comes to mezuzahs. I don't know why, we're very makel.
What do you do now?
Topic du jour.